Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Foster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Foster. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cardinal. Chambliss moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse takes first base on ball four. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is one for one in the game, with a double. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kosko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fosse is walked intentionally. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. There goes Fosse trying to get to third. Harper throws the ball into Kosko, who tags Fosse for the out. It's 2-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kosko moves to second. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hysa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kosko moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Kosko. Rodriguez moves to third. Hysa moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hysa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 2 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Briggs moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kosko strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball towards right. Foster settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Foster. Briggs scores. Cardenal scores. May goes all the way around to score. Rodriguez moves to second. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Foster. Rodriguez moves to third. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Macek now playing third base. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Foster moves to third. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fosse hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus now pitching. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Voss pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elander. Harper reaches second base with a double. Voss moves to third. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-3 in the game. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Voss scores. Harper moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. Theobald moves to third. It's Brewers, 5, Indians, 5. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Theobald scores. Briggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Brewers. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to third. May moves to second. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Frank Baker pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 3 in the game. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Bullinger now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hisa moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hisa moves to third. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Peña now playing first base. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.